We are still in chapter 6, Mishnah number 6, the 48 ways to wisdom. Our sages, the wisest of men, they distilled for us the 48 different pathways to wisdom, and not just any wisdom, the ultimate wisdom, the wisdom of Torah. And way number 32 is Ohev Tzedakah, someone who loves tzedakah, loves charity. Loves, actually, charities. It's plural. Tzedakos, charities. This is a way to get wisdom, our sages tell us. That if someone loves charity, charities, plural, then that is a portal through which they can unlock divine wisdom. Now, of course, we know that charity is a big deal in our religion. In fact, the Talmud tells us that to give charity, it's a mitzvah, it's one mitzvah, of course, but it really is equal to all 613 mitzvos combined. There's a list of actually 7 different mitzvos that are emblematic, that represent all of Torah. If you want to kind of distill all of Torah to one mitzvah, it's these 7. And one of them is tzedakah, is charity. There's something special about this mitzvah that it is representative of the entire Torah. And we're also told that, Rambam tells us, that we have to be careful with this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah in the Torah. And it's a very serious one. And the Talmud says that if someone refrains from charity, if they don't want to give tzedakah, that's very serious. And it is akin, says the Talmud, to committing idolatry. Now that, of course, is surprising because you know, some people more generous, some people more miserly, but why would not giving tzedakah, why would that be a repudiation of faith? Why can't someone be a believer? I believe in Hashem and I accept Hashem's dominion and He created everything. I just don't want to give charity. Why is that not possible? Why must faith be linked with a willingness to give charity? So those are some of the questions that we have to ask about charity in general, but specifically with our Mishnah, let's focus on a few distinct points. First of all, it uses a plural term for charity. Not charity, but charities. Tzedakos. We think of charity as, you know, this mitzvah, to give to important causes, to help the poor, to support Torah. That's charity. Why charities? Why plural? Moreover, the term tzedakah, it's the same root as the word tzedek. Tzedek means justice, and it's used in a judicial context. If you have a Beis Din, a court of law, it's called a Beis Din tzedek, a court of justice. When we're told in the Torah to appoint judges and to establish a system of courts, we're told that they must pursue tzedek, 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 tirdof. You should pursue very aggressively. You should pursue justice. And the word tzedek, justice, in our minds should not necessarily be connected to tzedakah, to charity, to being generous, to being benevolent. So why is this word tzedakah meaning charity? Why is it the same word as the word meaning justice? Now, in our Mishnah in particular, it doesn't say to do justice. It says to love justice, to love charity. So it's not just about someone's generosity and their willingness to give away their money to worthy causes. But the only way to unlock whatever secret is being conveyed in our Mishnah, the only way to do it is if you love it. I could understand someone saying, you know what? If I give charity, I have less of it. But I'll tolerate it. I'll do it begrudgingly. I'm willing to do the trade-off. It's important for me to support this cause, so I'll have a little bit less. But what does it mean when it says that this is something we ought to love? And of course, more broadly speaking, our sages list this attribute as a way to get Torah wisdom. We think of Torah, that's a intellectual pursuit, that's a spiritual pursuit, that's trying to get the secrets of the Almighty's wisdom. What does that have to do with me giving charity to other people? Why would giving charity to other people and loving charity, why would that, or how does that in any way connect towards me acquiring more Torah? So these are some questions we have to ponder. So let's begin by asking a very fundamental question. Why would anyone give charity? You know, what's the logic behind it? What's the rationale? What's the fundamental underpinning of this idea? Now, you know, it's a convenient question for me to ask, you know, when we're dealing with the Torch fundraiser. Of course, it's convenient for me to ask. But to understand the fundamental, charity has been a very fundamental concept in our religion for thousands of years. But what's the logic of it? Why should I give something to someone else or to some other cause without any material benefit for me? And more specifically, on a deeper level, if you think about it, there is a lot of income inequality or wealth inequality in the world. And that, we believe, that's because that's the way Hashem wanted it. The Almighty made some people rich and some people poor. And if I'm a believer, I know that my wealth comes from Hashem. And if one person's rich and one person's poor, that's what the Almighty dictated. So shouldn't charity be a violation of faith? If they're poor, who wanted them poor? The Almighty wanted them poor. So maybe they should stay poor. Why am I trying to undo, so to speak, the divine system of God? He allocates unequally. Why? We don't know. He has his reasons. But shouldn't we accept that? Isn't the act of faith to not give charity? Now, that's a clever question. And we actually have a story about a people that really believe this. That's Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, their problem was not a lack of faith. It was a twisted faith. And this is their argument. We're rich and you're poor. And we're rich because Hashem wanted us to be rich, and you're poor because the Almighty ordained that you should be poor and destitute. And, you know, who are we? Who are we to challenge God's system? What is mine is mine. What is yours is yours. We learned this earlier in our book. Zeh midas stone. That's the attribute of stone, of Sodom and Gomorrah. What's mine is mine because Hashem gave it to me. What's yours is yours because Hashem gave it to you. And those must remain as such. So what's the fundamental flaw with the argument of the Sodomites? We actually find this discussed in the Talmud. Rabbi Akiva, he was having a conversation with the Roman governor of Judea. And the Roman asked him this question. Well, he asked it from a different angle. He said, well, you know, God loves his creations, and he loves the rich and he loves the poor. But if he loves the poor, why should he not give them whatever they need to not be poor? If your God, says Ternus Rufus, the Roman governor, if he loves poor people, why doesn't he sustain them? Why are they needy? Why don't they have their needs met? Why must they succumb or be dependent upon charity? So Rabbi Akiva responded, the reason why poor people are poor, it's for the benefit of the people that have more means, that they can support the poor people and thereby extricate themselves from the judgment of Gehenna. What Rabbi Akiva is telling us is a fascinating insight that explains the concept of charity. Of course, the Almighty could have given everyone exactly what they need, maybe even more than what they need. And thus, the whole concept of charity could have been avoided. You know, if you think about it, there's a lot of income inequality in the world, but only by humans, right? You don't see it by turtles or squirrels. Animals, they don't have this concept. It doesn't exist. Why is this a uniquely human phenomenon? So Robert Heaver reveals to us, this is part of the divine plan. He deliberately designs a system where, or he ordains some people will be rich and some people will be poor, because he wants to give the rich people the opportunity to share some of what God gave them and thereby gain the merit. And by the way, there's merit also for the poor people. A poor person that accepts their plight, that accepts their position and doesn't resort to theft and understands that they're being challenged by God. This is their test. Everyone has their test. The rich person has the test. The poor person has the test. Everyone has their test. And everyone's given the opportunity to grow from the experience. So the Almighty deliberately creates this unequal system by humans only in order for the rich people to have the opportunity to give charity. Accordingly, charity, that is just. It's justice. Because it is born out of a recognition that the Almighty, He really owns everything. He created everything. He owns everything. So how come I'm an owner of some material wherewithal? You're the owner of some material wherewithal? We all have assets and wealth for more or for less. Because the Almighty apportioned that to us. So the Sodomites are right on the first step of their understanding, that Hashem gives every person what He ordains is appropriate. But the justice is to really recognize that it's all not really mine, it's His. And the Almighty wants me to have the opportunity to give to someone else. And that's why He gave me more than I need. The Almighty created everyone and everything. And really, the responsibility of feeding and sustaining them is on Him. But He created a system where humans have the opportunity to exercise their free will, both the rich and the poor, in order for them to have the opportunity to grow and to achieve righteousness or, God forbid, wickedness. And everyone has a test, the righteous, the rich and the poor, the wealthy and the impoverished. And justice is the recognition that the wealthy have when they realize that the wealth is actually not theirs. It's all God's. And He gave it to us. And He gave me more than what I need in order that I disburse it in a way that matches what He would want. So the Talmud tells us that if someone does not give charity, it's akin to idolatry. It's a repudiation of faith. It's a repudiation of the fact that God owns everything and gives everyone what they need. And God gives you more so you could share that with others. The Talmud thus tells us that if someone does not give charity, then they think that what they own is really theirs. It's not God's. Well, that's idolatry. And our mission talks about not just doing kindness, doing charity. It emphasizes the love, the emotional delight of charity. And again, we asked, well, for me to give some of my assets, it stings, it's painful, I have less money. So maybe I'll do it because it's the right thing to do and it's a mitzvah. You're supposed to love it. If you truly understand that the Almighty gives you what you need and He threw in some extra because He wants to partner with you. He wants you to be His emissary. He's entrusting you with the responsibility of doing some of His job, of disbursing some of His assets to the people that He created and the people that are more needy. When you realize that to give charity, it's to partner with God. And it's a reflection of the fact that God trusts you. He trusts you to be His partner. That's a totally different experience They're like, oh, I got a grumpy. I got to give the guy money because after all, he asked me and they're very needy and okay, I'll do it. If you realize that this is given to you for the specific purpose, God gave you more than you need because he wants you to, it's all his after all, but he wants you to be his emissary, his ambassador. Wow. What a privilege. What a privilege to be able to do that. Now, of course, you have to be a responsible steward over God's assets. So if you just give it out to causes that are not really what God wants you to give it to, we always talk about the Metropolitan Museum of Art. People love to give to museums. 95% of all the artwork is never on display, ever. They rotate like 5%. So it's like it's the worst use of that funds. You have to be like a little bit of a judge. You have to use justice to figure out what's the best use of these extra funds that God wants me to disburse on his behalf. And you have to plumb to the depths like a judge trying to find the truth, trying to find justice. It's a responsibility on your part to be a worthy steward of the Almighty's capital that he entrusted you with. That's what it means to love charity. And that's the responsibility of charity. And it's not just charity, it's charities. Tzedakos, plural. Why? Because money, financial wherewithal, that's only one element of this. In every area of life, there is inequality. Some people are more intelligent than others. Why? What they do to earn it? It's all God's. Some people are given more intelligence because God wants them to share that. Some people have more understanding and more insight. Some people are healthier. Some people have different, everyone has different strengths. In everything that you have a lot of, you have sufficient ability and you have even more than what you need for yourself. That is the Almighty entrusting you with that. And you must do justice. You must do charity with that as well to help others who need it. There is unequal distribution of everything because everything is a test. And for those who were endowed with more of whatever it is, they were given that for a purpose. It's all God's after all. They're given that for a purpose of spreading it to others, of doing charity, not just with money, but with everything. If you realize that it's a privilege, the Almighty endowed you with gifts, with great gifts, because he wants you to be a partner with him in sharing that with others. And if you love charity, and you love charities, that means that you love the fact that the Almighty wants to be your partner and wants you to do something on his behalf. And just as when someone has a lot of money, more than they need, and they say, I recognize that this is a gift from Hashem, and he wants me to spread this to causes that are fitting, that are appropriate. Well, what happens then? The Almighty says, oh, look at this person. This is a reliable steward of my wealth, of my assets. I want to give him more. I'm going to allocate him more. Which is why the Talmud says, and this is a very established principle, when someone gives charity and they do it properly and they tithe, that is a way to get wealthy. Why? You would think you would end up with less, right? So you're giving charity, so you have less money. No. The Almighty sees that this person is doing his bidding, God's bidding, with the extra money I gave him. I'll give him some more because this person is a reliable allocator of capital. And that applies to all charities. The money gives a person insight, understanding, keen observation skills, keen understanding of Torah. And you love charity, not just the financial charity, but also all the other charities. And you realize that you were given this insight, this understanding for the purpose of spreading it. Not only to study, but to teach. And you're doing charity with your Torah. And you love it. And you may think, some may argue, well, if I spend more time teaching Torah, I have less time to study. So I'll end up with less Torah. That's what someone may think. Just like someone who gives charity. I'm giving away money. I'll end up with less money. No. You give away money, you'll end up with more money. Because God says, okay, this is obviously someone who is doing a good job, who's doing my bidding. I'll give him more money. That's true with Torah as well. You dedicate time. You dedicate resources to take the Torah and the wisdom and the insight that you were endowed by God with. And you spread it to others. And the money says, look at this person. They are a responsible, reliable, trustworthy steward of my wisdom, of my Torah. Look what they're doing with it. Let me give them more. This is what our sages are telling us. You want to get Torah. You want to have more insight. Love charities. Not just charity, not just money. All sorts of charities. There is a charity of Torah. When you have, give it to others. What you know, spread to others. What you understand, make sure others understand as well. Whatever you learn, teach. Whatever you learn, spread forward. And by doing that, and by loving that, and by realizing what a privilege it is to do that, the Almighty will determine, look at this person. Look at what they're doing with my Torah. Let me endow them with more. Way number 32. It's an interesting way to achieve Torah. By loving charity, by loving charities, including the charity of Torah. You have and you share. That makes you worthy of receiving more.